This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for March the 23rd, 2022. The name of the patient is Frank Bossart, and the last name is B-O-S-S-A-R-T. Frank is the first name. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old white male patient of the Veterans Administration, Dr. Gujar, G-U-J-A-R. That is referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 4 and significant proteinuria. Period. This patient has a history of that is 30 years in length of diabetes mellitus type 2, period. The patient has not had any retinal impairment. He had bilateral cataract surgery several years in the back. 20 years ago, the patient was found with arterial hypertension. In the referral from the Veterans Administration, they mentioned the presence of atrial fibrillation. However, he stated that he was evaluated by a doctor cardiologist in Punta Gorda, P-U-N-T-A, space, Gorda, G-O-R-D, like in Delta A. And they emphatically told him that he doesn't have atrial fibrillation. However, the patient takes apixaban. The patient has hyperlipidemia, a history of a stroke that was in 1994. He has known of kidney problems for more than 10 years. The patient has been evaluated by Dr. Silvia Sylvia at the Bay Pines Medical Center, who is a nephrologist, period. The referral mentions the presence of a serum creatinine 3.4, and an estimated GFR that is around 20 mLs per minute. This patient doesn't have a protein creatinine ratio. However, the urinalysis persistently shows a proteinuria that is 3+. That is consistent with the diabetic range of proteinuria, period. The most likely situation is that we are dealing with diabetic nephropathy, and we are going to treat the patient accordingly. The treatment of this is going to be related to the good blood sugar control, a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction that is going to be 40 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet. The patient has been instructed and he has implemented the change, period. So the patient is using Lantus 20 units in the morning and 20 in the evening. However, in the morning, the patient is having a hypoglycemia. In the evening, the patient has a hyperglycemia with the highest around 220. The suggestion is to change the administration of Lantus to 20 units in the 22 units in the morning and 17 units in the evening, period. The patient has an indication for SGLT2. We are going to use Jardiance 10 milligrams every day. The patient was given samples for 5 weeks. I'm going to write the prescription to the VA and ask for a special request because it's not part of the formulary. Period. The other alternative will be the aldosterone inhibitor, finerenone, F-I-N-E-R-O-N-O-N-E, and that is to have a consideration in the future period. The patient will be reevaluated in 4 weeks. Number three, the patient is with history of hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of statins, arterial hypertension. At the present time, the medications are diltiazem, clonidine, atenolol. The blood pressure readings today, 158 over 66. Hyperlipidemia treated with atorvastatin, 80 milligrams every day. And arterial hypertension under control. We're going to reevaluate the case in a month with lab and a kidney ultrasound. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. We spent a paragraph, we spent 18 minutes reviewing the referral, the notes, the labs, imaging. In the face-to-face, 35 minutes, and the documentation, 10 minutes.